May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. If only, a statement of profound grief and pain, regret, blame perhaps. How often have we, after a tragic or traumatic loss, expressed such words, often railing directly at God. If only, coupled so often with why. In the verses just preceding today's gospel, the beloved brother of Martha and Mary had fallen seriously ill. They immediately sent word to Jesus, who was about a day away, to let him know that Lazarus was in desperate straits. And in their message, they said to him, "Lord, he whom you love is ill." Jesus did love this family dearly. The sisters and their brother lived in Bethany, just a few miles from Jerusalem, and Jesus stopped there frequently on his travels. Living the life of a vagabond prophet, he would have felt like he was coming home. He would enjoy their exceptional hospitality, get a great meal, relax with people he trusted, engaging in talk and laughter, as well as more serious discussion and teaching. This family was very tight, and they in turn loved Jesus deeply. It was Mary who was the one who had anointed Jesus' feet with perfume and wiped them with her hair. And Martha felt familiar enough with Jesus that she directed him to chastise her sister for not helping more with meal prep when he had dropped by for dinner on that other famous occasion. And while we don't hear about Lazarus until this point, as the only male in the household, Jesus would have known and loved him equally well. They are in relationship with Jesus. They have come to know who he is, and they have been transformed by this knowledge. They have received him not only into their home, but into their hearts. So when Lazarus falls seriously ill, the sisters immediately send for Jesus, not just their good friend Jesus, but they send for the Jesus who they acknowledge as the Son of God, the one who can heal the sick, restore sight to the blind, make the lame walk. If Jesus could get to Bethany as quickly as possible, he would certainly heal Lazarus. They believe this fully, deep in the core of their beings. It would take a messenger a day to reach Jesus, and he would need a day to get back to them. So they waited in desperate hope. As their brother's illness overtook him, they continued to faithfully wait in hope. Now, one might say that as a close friend of the family, they would, of course, have sent word to Jesus to notify him that his beloved young friend was gravely ill. But as we heard in today's reading, we know it was more than that. For when Jesus finally arrives, the first words that fall from Martha's lips are, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." And I hear this not as a statement of blame, but as a statement of deep faith. Yes, there is pain and sorrow and regret that he is supposedly too late. Lazarus had already been sealed in a tomb for 4 days, but she is stating what for her is undeniable fact. Jesus would indeed have healed her brother. Fact. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. I was struggling a bit this week in writing this homily because, like so many, I've been feeling overwhelmed by all that is going on around us. It took me a while to sort out my feelings, discover that rather than identifying with Martha and Mary, who stay faithful in their grief and loss, I discovered I was feeling much more like Lazarus, stuck in the tomb. And I think it's a crowded one, because I'm sure I'm not alone in feeling this way. COVID can make us feel like that, unable to feel fully alive, exiled from participating in the land of the living, despairing in our unforeseeable future. And when friends and family are experiencing other losses on top of that, well, it can make for a perfect storm of grief, pain, regret, and if only. Why? Our beloved community has experienced a lot of this over the past few years, even since before COVID. We have lost members of St. George's, very dear to us. We are praying valiantly for those who are seriously ill, even some with COVID, and for those struggling through grief and loss or being a world away from their loved ones. And we rail, we vent, we weep. Where is God in all of this? How can God allow any of this? But we cannot forget one important thing. God weeps with us. Because God, made fully known to us through Jesus, is a God of love who does not inflict pain and suffering on his beloved. Us, his beloved. God is not like the mythological and fickle Roman and Greek gods feared by mortals, gods who from their high places were thought to orchestrate and wreak havoc on those below. Our God is real. Our God is steadfast. And our God created each one of us out of love to be in loving relationship with him and with each other. That is the essence of the kingdom of God. Can you imagine what our world would be like if everyone really, truly loved their neighbors as themselves? Sadly, we live in a broken world. And in this broken world, we will experience pain, regret, grief, anger, and sorrow. And in our own moments of brokenness, God accepts and takes on our pain, our regret, our grief, anger, and sorrow. And God weeps with us. Even knowing that one day our mourning will turn to dancing when we are together in glory, at the very moments when we feel like we are in the pit, God weeps with us. This is so movingly reflected in the story of raising Lazarus a few verses after our reading today. Jesus, with Mary and Martha and all the mourners who have gathered at the tomb, is about to raise Lazarus to new life. He knows there will be a happy and glorious reunion. He knows he is about to work an incredible miracle, raising a man from the dead after 4 days. And what did Jesus do? The shortest verse in the entire Bible tells us, John 11:35, Jesus wept. He felt the pain and suffering of those two sisters whom he loved so much. And he could not go on. He sorrowed not only with them, but for them, even though he knew they would shortly be reunited with their brother, that joy was just around the corner. God is a God of compassion. We heard it in our psalm today. He knows exactly how our pain feels, whether we find ourselves as mourners outside of the tomb or entombed ourselves. But most importantly, he is a God of hope. One day, COVID will not control how we must live. One day, we won't have to isolate, to avoid each other, and to warily look at each human being as a potentially dangerous carrier. And on that joyful day, when it is safe to step out of this tomb, we too will be reunited with each other, and we will have the opportunity to experience and revel in life anew. It will be a resurrection time. We do not have to wait for death to experience resurrection into a new way of living. Yes, we will all physically die one day. Even Lazarus would die again. But if we too, like Martha and Mary, wait in faith, steadfastly in hope, if we too are willing to be transformed, raised to a new life like Lazarus through the love of God working in our lives, what a different kingdom it could be once we re-enter it. So when we find ourselves in the tomb, let's remember we are not alone. We have God at our side, and we have each other. And that while our outward lives may feel stunted for the moment, inwardly, we are still able to do so much more than keep on keeping on. Let's prepare ourselves by unwinding and throwing off the layers of burial cloth, stripping away all the things of this world that bind us and prevent us from being truly open to a new life through resurrection and transformation, not just to prepare for the end of COVID time, which too will pass, but to prepare for the everlasting kingdom of God in our hearts here on earth and for the joys of everlasting life. As the last verse of our psalm said today, let us walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen.